Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In Arlington National Cemetery, atop a hill overlooking the city of Washington, D.C., sits a memorial known as the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Beneath the white marble sarcophagus lay the grave of an American soldier who died in that war to end all wars, we know as World War I. To the west of the World War I unknown soldier are the crypts of the unknown soldiers from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, each covered with a white marble slab, the slabs that are flush with the plaza floor. On the back side of the World War I monument stone are written these words: "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." And while there are only four soldiers buried there at this site, they represent all those soldiers who died, who were lost, or who could not be identified. The monument there in Arlington is a memorial to all of those soldiers. What does this have to do with All Saints Day? Well, this festival for all the saints began with a similar purpose as did this monument outside of Washington. You see, January 18th is the day in the church that we recognize the Confession of St. Peter. And January 25th is the day in which we remember the conversion of St. Paul. February 14th is St. Valentine's Day, and March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. We have special days in the church throughout the year to remember various saints of God: Matthew and Mark and Philip and James and John and Mary the mother of Jesus and Mary Magdalene and John the Baptist and the rest of the apostles. But what about days for all the other saints of God, many of whom we might not even know of? And by saints, the church of the 7th century, that is, the Catholic Church at that time, meant specifically and only those Christian individuals who had died and who had been consecrated into heaven by God. And while this number was thought by the church of that day to be a relatively small number, since they believed that most Christians who died were still in this holding cell, which would later be known as purgatory, it was nevertheless larger than they had record of. And thus, to commemorate and to honor all those who had been sainted by God, even those whom the church had lost track of or didn't know of, the Pope consecrated and began this special day that we now know as All Saints Day. So that's how it began, as a day to honor the unknown saints of God. But that's not really what it means for us today, especially as Lutherans. We don't believe that Christians who die go to this place called purgatory to be purged of their sins. Nor do we believe that sainthood only begins after a person dies. From the scriptures, the saints of God refer to all those people who are in Christ, whether they are living or deceased. The saints of God are the church, the body of Christ, all those who have been washed in the blood of Jesus, whose sins have been forgiven, whose names have been written down in the Lamb's book of life. You and I are the saints of God. For we were baptized into the death and the resurrection of Jesus, baptized into God's family, washed of our sins. Many of our loved ones who've already departed this life, spouses, in some cases children, for many of us parents and grandparents, great ancestors are among those saints of God. And so are a whole host of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren and descendants, many of whom have never or not even been born yet. Many of whom will be born and baptized long after we're gone. And so the All Saints Day that we commemorate today is that day when all the saints of God, dating back to the first saints of Adam and Eve, and continue on to that time when Jesus returns to judge this world, when all those saints will be together in one place as one people, one flock, one bride, beautifully prepared for our one groom, Jesus. And we will be welcomed into his kingdom of heaven forever. The writer to the Hebrews in his great chapter of faith at chapter 11, after he has mentioned so many of the great saints of God who had long since departed this life, says concerning them, "These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Since God had planned something better for us, that only together with us would they be made perfect." That day is the All Saints Day. It will happen on the day of Jesus' return. And that is the day that we celebrate and we commemorate and we anticipate today. St. John, the beloved disciple of Jesus, was given a vision, a revelation of what that great and glorious day would someday look like. He wrote about that in Revelation, what Lucille read for us earlier from chapter 7. I'd like to read again those words of what he saw. "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.' And then one of the elders asked me, 'These in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from?' I answered, 'Sir, you know.' And he said, 'These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. That great multitude that John saw, that was us. Or maybe I should say that we were part of them. We were part of that group in the white robes, the ones who had come out of the great tribulation, which is none other than our daily lives in this, in our daily struggles in this sin-infested, fallen world. We were the ones who had washed our robes, who had washed our lives, and been made white in the blood of Jesus. We were part of that great vision of All Saints' Day that John was shown, because we will be part of that great All Saints' Day, that great reality that is yet to come. Because, as I said before, we have been baptized into and redeemed by the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And that's what we celebrate today. It's not just a commemoration of those saints who have already died in Christ. And it's not just for those saints who are known to God but unknown to us. But this is a commemoration for all the saints of God, which means it's a commemoration for us too. For by God's grace, we too are numbered with the saints of eternity. For we have been redeemed by God. To Him and Him alone be glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.